In May, we'll be engaging in a conversation between the lectionary Gospels and the Book of Lamentations, and of course, our own lives. We begin with Lamentations. The Eternal One called the Hebrew people to a unique way of living, full of liberating love and justice for everyone. Over the years, they wandered from that way of living and into a broken and unjust way of living. That unsustainable injustice created a growing chasm between God and God's people. Previous to the exile, many prophets clamored to say, "Don't worry about it. This broken way of living is fine. Our empire is eternal." While some other prophets were quietly and consistently warning, "We have wandered far off the path of love and justice. Our empire is not eternal. It can and will crumble under the weight of our societal brokenness." It was in the rubble of their city that people saw what we all try to avoid in various ways. Death happens. Death is devastating. Death hurts. And in the wake of that death, after the bustle of the city was silenced, and once the ringing of grief in their ears had subsided, they could hear the quiet, familiar voice calling them back to the ways of liberating love and justice, calling them to walk forward from death and into a new way of life. We continue with Jesus. At Jesus' time, the people were occupied by a violent and unjust empire. The religious leaders often colluded with occupying forces and took advantage of the poor. As in Lamentations, the way of living that the people had wandered into was out of sync with love and justice. The Eternal One had called them and created them for love and justice, and they found themselves out of sync with it. So Jesus talks of a shepherd. He warns that false prophets come to kill, steal, and destroy. They come to convert the lives of sheep into profit rather than a symbiotic life of mutual care and goodness between the sheep and the one they follow. Indeed, the way of Jesus is not easy. He is not an easy shepherd to follow. In the days ahead, he would defeat violence by surrendering to it. He would defeat injustice by exposing it, even as it laid him bare. He would defeat death by succumbing to it. His is no easy way, but it is the better way, the way of liberating love and justice for the whole world, human and non-human. Jesus' call is to a difficult, scary, tear-worn path, but it is the path to liberating love and justice. As he tells us, it is the path to life. So it's when the sheep are still and quiet. It's when we know grief. It's when the reality of our own death and the death of an unsustainable society presses in on us that we listen for the voice of the Good Shepherd, the voice of the Eternal One who meets us in moments of lament and grief, in moments of death, and says, "Follow me. I come to bring you life, abundant life. Right here in the scary shadows of pain and death, I come to bring you abundance and that unique and splendid brand of life that somehow rises from death." Now, none of this is to minimize grief. We cannot shortchange the grief of this season by leaping from one side of the cliff of lament to the other side of hope and life. We have to follow the Good Shepherd down into the valley of the shadow of death before we emerge into something strangely new. Nor is this to say that there's a reason for coronavirus and the lives and jobs it has taken and continues to take. Remember, it's the other shepherds that come to steal, kill, and destroy. The Good Shepherd comes to bring life. God did not make, nor is God using coronavirus as a tool of punishment. God loves you. Please hear that. God treasures you. God is not some angry sky parent punishing the whole earth for your brokenness or for our societal brokenness. As you hear me saying that in lament we are wooed back to the goodness and to true hope, please do not hear me saying God causes suffering to woo us like some abusive lover. But still, somehow there is truth that in the wake of death and in lament, our ears search for the Good Shepherd in ways we find ourselves unable to at other times. You could say that as society hits a rock bottom, we realize our powerlessness. And our hearts, through weeping and wailing, listen for the voice of the Good Shepherd. And suddenly we are willing to enter into the dark night of the soul, to find our way, to wind our way through the valley of the shadow of death, because we know the Good Shepherd is the one who takes us from broken ways of living to healing ways of living, from captivity to our addictions to liberation for all, from separation and selfishness to love, from injustice to that place where justice rolls like a mighty river. Even as we weep, Jesus takes us step by slow and painful step through the darkness and into the light, from death into life, from an unsustainable and unjust way of living into goodness. Amen. And as we say in Eastertide, Alleluia, He is risen.